Great. It's now time for the Home Care Connection, brought to you by Abbey Home Healthcare, and you can listen to the Home Care Connection every Thursday at this time. Now, here's your host, Connie Slampak, administrator of Abbey's. Good morning.
Good morning, Mike. How are you?
I am exhausted from my workout a couple hours ago.
You look like it. It must be. It must have been a good one.
It always is. Oh. Nobody can ever complain that I slack off during a workout. I always get my money's worth.
Good for you. Well, good morning to everyone, and welcome to Home Care Connection, your source for stress-relieving elder care tips, strategies, ideas, and resources. And I am Connie Slampak, administrator of Abbey Home Health Care, where we send nurses and therapists, tour workers, and sitters to you. So remember, home care is your choice, and if you get the opportunity, please ask for Abbey. Well, this morning, I'm going to talk to you about a subject that is very important to us. One of the very important things we do, our Abbey nurses and or therapists do when we come into your home, is a fall assessment. And we want to make sure that you are safe in your home. And we find that a fall can be caused by many different factors. So we at Abbey have a program that we call a step ahead with fall prevention. And what we do when we come in, we assess you for a lot of things. Maybe if you have some ambulation problems, we do a personalized care plan then for you after that assessment. Maybe get you started on some physical or occupational therapy. Look and see if you have an unsteady gait. We check out your medications. See if maybe you need some assisted devices. But that's all part of our assessment when we come in. And in coordination with that, September 23rd is Fall Prevention Awareness Day. And my guests today are Ann Fleming and David Van Pelt of Network Lifeline. And we're going to talk about what we can do to enhance our safety at home. Network Lifeline is the largest provider of medical alert devices in southwestern Pennsylvania. And they've been in business serving this region for over 30 years, allowing people to live at home independently and safely. Ann is a community relations manager for this area, Fayette County, as well as the surrounding counties. And David services primarily the Allegheny and Pittsburgh metro area. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Good. So before I get in with Ann and David, I'm going to give you a little bit, a few statistics from the CDC, actually. And what we found out are that falls remain the leading cause of fatal and non-fatal injury for older Americans. And in 2007, more than 18,000 older Americans died from injuries related to unintentional falls. In 2008, about 2.1 million non-fatal fall injuries in people 65 and older were treated in emergency departments, and 550,000 of these patients were subsequently hospitalized. So the total cost of fall injuries for older Americans was $19 billion with a B in 2000, and by 2020, the annual direct and indirect cost of fall injuries is expected to reach $54.9 billion. That's incredible. So I think it's a good thing that September 23rd is Fall Prevention Awareness Day. And first of all, I want to welcome Ann and David. Thank you so much for being with us today.
Connie, thanks for having us today.
Yeah, it's great to be here. Thank you.
I think you're going to bring us some valuable information. So first of all, tell us what this day is all about.
Well, National Fall Awareness and Prevention Day is really a day that's designated to bring to light for people, you know, if I fell or if I were injured, how would I go about getting help? You know, we plan for and we prepare for so many things. We prepare for, you know, severe weather. You know, we get new tires on our car. We get salt. We stock up for warmer clothes. We prepare for the new seasons. People are out right now, you know, buying Christmas gifts already or holiday gifts, right?
Yes.
And yet falls and some of the staggering numbers, Connie, that you just shared with the listeners, it's just amazing how many people fall. We call our home home sweet home. There's no place like home. And yet most of the falls actually occur at home. So September 23rd is a designated day for really to bring a heightened awareness to the public, to seniors, and certainly their adult children, to just think about and to prepare for, if there were a fall, what would I do? How would I go about getting help? And so that's what the day is all about.
Yeah, and we have to extend that a little bit because we think about that. What would I do? How would I get help? But some of us also have to think about our loved ones. Okay, there they are. They're in their home. They're living alone. You know, they're elderly. We do have loved ones out there. So it's not just thinking about ourselves, but let's think about our loved ones, our neighbors, those people who are actually out there who might need help when we're not there.
No question. I mean, we are in southwestern Pennsylvania, and our elderly population is second only to Dade County in Florida.
Is that right?
It is. It is. We have the most senior population, second in the nation. And so, you know, exactly what you said, we really have to put some things in place, and that's what the day is all about. It's not like a happy day. Oh, wow. National Fall Prevention Day. Wow, how exciting. This is great. I'm going to have the whole family over. And yet, that's exactly what the day is, to just have people think about, what are some tools? What are some services? How would I actually go about getting up, getting help, and getting you know, myself well or out of this particular state?
Yeah. Well, so I believe what Ann, you and David are bringing us today is going to be extremely important. Mm-hmm. So I hope that our listeners are able to benefit a little bit. So to help us understand the risk factors and some of the home hazards, can you take us through a house room by room and talk about reducing or eliminating some of the risk factors that we have?
Yes. First of all, you know, one of the first things you think about when you're coming into your home is you want to just kind of like take a fresh look around, and kind of coming from, I don't know the answer to this, but look around and see, where is there clutter?
Okay.
I'm embarrassed to say that it was just probably a couple months ago that I finally moved the Christmas tree off the front porch and took it around back.
It happens. It does.
You know, we have a box on the steps, and we're thinking, I'm going to take that downstairs.
Next time.
I'm going to do it next time. Exactly. Yeah. Right. So with an eye to how to keep everything clear, if you walk into your kitchen, one of the first things you're going to see is there water near the sink? The sink, of course, has water. Many times there's spills. And I know that many wives out there will agree that most of the time the spills are by husbands.
I agree.
Okay. I knew you two would agree, because
yeah,
I'm with two women here. And then, of course, by the refrigerator is another place where, you know, we have the ice dispenser, or
yes,
we spill juice and stuff gets spilled. So sometimes we take on, like, I'm gonna clean that up in a few minutes.
Right.
Take on cleaning it up right away, because you forget, you turn around and you slip, and there's a fall. And so also on the floor, the floors themselves, sometimes with the linoleum, there's a crack.
Mm-hmm.
Or there's a and it needs to be nailed down immediately. So that's an area that you want to take. Also, the transit area. Many times from room to room, there's a transit area that's nailed down. That
yes,
sometimes becomes up. Torn carpets, make sure that they're fixed.
Oh, gosh, yeah.
Another thing, speaking of carpets, it's throw rugs.
Yes.
Throw rugs are very, very tricky, and either use like double-sided tape to have the rug actually adhere to the floor,
mm-hmm,
or frankly, get rid of throw rugs.
Right. And in some of them you can, and some of them you cannot. For instance, David was just talking about maybe that spill in front of the kitchen sink. So we always keep a rug there just to catch that water that's
yes,
rolling off, but that rug can also trip us.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
So next we'll take a look at the bathroom. Is it easy for an individual to get in and out of the shower or the tub? Would grab bars, if they were in place, would they actually literally and figuratively support the individual? We are a big proponent of having support or grab bars in many different locations, not only in the bathroom but throughout the house. Again, do you have slip-resistant mats? Do you need assistance getting off the toilet? If that's the case, then have an adjustable seat. Mm-hmm. That can be a big assistance to a lot of people. Again, throw rugs. If they're in the bathroom, they may serve you, or if there's an opportunity to just kind of trip over it. Again, by all means, we're a big advocate of getting throw rugs out of the house in case you can't tell.
You can also get the rugs that are double-sided, and they can actually attach to the bottom, and they are available at a hardware store.
Oh, is that right? Okay.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And then also, just wanted to go back to the kitchen just for 1 minute. Sometimes in the kitchen we have things that are way up high.
Right.
Are way down low.
Right.
You want to have it between the shoulder and the knees. So this is something you're getting in all the time. You're opening a drawer all the time, or you're reaching for that one pot every day.
Mm-hmm.
Have those things at between shoulder and knee so they're easy to reach and you don't have to bend down, because that could also cause a fall.
Right. And then leave those other things that you don't use frequently, let those in those hard to reach areas, and ask for help.
Exactly. Right. Mm-hmm. And don't ever... I was just talking to a gentleman the other day, and he was just so mad at himself, because he knew before he did this, he knew he shouldn't do it, but he actually got up on a chair and was reaching just a little bit too far. Uh-huh. And even in his, he even knew in his head, I shouldn't do this, and of course he had to fall.
Yeah, and that's so sad, and we all do it. I do it frequently. I know that I shouldn't, but I'm kind of short, so I don't reach things very well, but, you know, I'm always, oh, I need it. I don't want to ask for help. I'll climb up on something, and I know it should not be done. I've been fortunate not to have any falls, but you really should not be climbing on things.
Well, I'm going to actually confess, just 3 days ago, my wife she just came upstairs, and she'd cleaned the bathroom steps, had washed them, and she said, be careful, those steps are wet. And I knew they were wet, and I was carrying the bucket of water down to the basement,
uh-huh.
and I hit the first step, and I slipped, and I gave the whole bucket a throw.
Oh.
And I was okay, I was fine, but I know better, and...
Yeah,
you know,
it happens.
Yes.
It happens. So we want to keep our homes as safe as possible, even though we try to undermine ourselves a little bit.
Right.
And it's good what you're doing today, because you're bringing that to the forefront again. And probably the next time I climb up on a chair, I'm going to say, oh, Ann and David just warned me about this, and I might not do it.
You'll hear our voices in your head.
I will, yes. Right,
there's
head.
The whole behavioral aspect, right?
Yes.
And for many of us, we have lived in the same home for 10 years, 20 years, 30 years, even more than 30 years, right? And so the furniture or the layout of the house or the bedroom or some of the things we're talking about have been in the same location for 30 years. Yet our mobility isn't quite the same as it
yes.
was when, you know, we were 40 or 50 years old. We've changed, and yet we don't look at our house newly. And so on September 23rd, or even today, it's really an opportunity for an individual or maybe a friend of theirs to come over and look at the house, like what would actually support you? Does this furniture being in the middle of the room, does that really support you now that you have a walker?
Right.
Or would it be best served being against the wall or moved somewhere else? So, you know, we're talking about things to do, and yet we still have the behavior. We're still human beings, and we like to do things
sure.
that we've been doing forever.
Yeah, and that's great advice, Ann. Thank you for that, because maybe people will look around after today's show, look around their home and think, well, you know, I used to be able to negotiate that, but I can't. So take a look around your homes and see what presents a factor right now.
That's exactly right. Connie, also, something we wouldn't have had maybe 20 years ago that we have now,
mm-hmm.
there is so much technology with
yes.
the laptops and cell phones, and
yes.
you're charging your earplug for your cell phone, and it's just unbelievable. So we have these cords all over the place.
We do.
You always want to have those, of course, up against the wall and out of the way.
Yeah, and so many times we see that happen. running across the room because that's the plug that's close or whatever, and we have a cord right under our feet.
Sure, we could have the grandkids over, and they've got their Wii station, exactly, and there's cords all over the place because you've got a couple people competing. You're playing against each other, and what David said is absolutely true. Really get those cords,
out of the way.
No question.
Yep. And what else?
In the bedroom, you want to make sure you have your lamp right there next to your bed where you don't have to reach.
Okay.
Another thing we do, we get up in the middle of the night to go to the bathroom, and we get up out of the bed, and what do we step on? Our pair of glasses that are right there next to the bed, or a cup of water that we had there. So you want to put anything on the floor where you might be stepping.
Yeah, and that's great advice because, we're groggy. We're just awakened from sleep, and we throw our feet out of bed, and we're going to come down on whatever's there.
Connie, also in the bedroom, we suggest having a flashlight near, with direct access near the bed. Also, that your listeners tuck the bed linens and the bedspread so they're not dragging on the floor.
Good idea.
So they're at least flush to the floor, if not up. Away from the floor. And the other thing, in several rooms, we want to make sure that new or working smoke detectors are throughout the house. That's just something that's on the checklist and should be on the checklist every single year.
Great. So I'm thinking here through my mind, have we covered the rooms in the home? I'm sure you have some advice for
staff. There's one more.
If we have time,
and that's stairs.
Yes.
It's really not a room
house,
but stairs. So many of us, we might have laundry downstairs, and we'll put, the laundry, on the steps to take up, quote-unquote, later.
Mm-hmm.
And so we want to make sure, your listeners want to make sure that stairs are 100% really clear of clutter. And also, do they at least have one handrail? Two handrails. Having a second handrail installed really makes a difference for walking up and down steps for balance purposes.
Mm-hmm.
Are the stairs well lit? Lighting, not only in the stairwell, but throughout the house is critical. And so some of, getting a 100-watt or, at least an 80-watt light bulb throughout the house is very important. Another thing that we heard this suggested at a Parkinson's group, and they suggested, especially for people that have mobility problems, count the number of steps that you have. Let's say from going from the ground floor up to the second floor.
Mm-hmm.
Is it 16? And that way, when you count, even if you don't have great vision or if you have perhaps mobility issues, if you know what step you're on, it's just going to help you get to the bottom step correctly and accurately and safely.
Yeah, that's a great idea. I hadn't heard that one before, but that is a great idea if you're able to count. And, if you can't see, you can be assured of where you are, because how many of us miss that last step?
We absolutely. And it's our home, and we've lived there for forever,
yep.
And yet we still
it happens.
Yep, we miss it.
Yep. Well, we're going to take a short break here, and when we come back, we're going to talk about specific questions to ask your loved ones to see if they're at risk for falling. We'll be right back. It's a beautiful day in Pennsylvania. Do you remember those familiar and most famous words of Pete Wambach in years gone by? Hi, I'm Connie Slampak, administrator of Abbey Home Health Care and Services. What an outlook on life Mr. Wambach encouraged us Pennsylvanians to greet each new day with. It's a beautiful day in Pennsylvania is an attitude that we could all choose, just as Pete Wambach did each day. And we're still free to make that choice today. And speaking of choices, did you know you're free to choose the home care and service provider most preferred in this area since 1984? That's right. Abbey Home Health Care and Services has been taking good care of folks just like you for almost 30 years now. So when you're in need of care, choose the leader in home care services with an old-fashioned flair. Call 724-439-0667 to choose Abbey. And remember, it is a beautiful day here in Pennsylvania. Good morning and welcome back to Home Care Connection. Today my guests are Ann Fleming and David Van Pelt of Network Lifeline. And before the break we talked about September 23rd being Fall Prevention Awareness Day. And we went room by room around the house to identify potential risks and hazards for falls. So let's talk about questions that you may want to ask your loved ones to determine if he or she is at risk for falling. Do you have some information for us on that?
Well, one of the questions that you might want to ask a loved one to determine if she's at risk or he's at risk for falling is, have they fallen in the past year?
Good question.
It's actually, many people can answer yes to that. Like I just explained just a few days ago, I would be answering yes to that. Another question you can ask is, do they have difficulty seeing clearly? Or maybe just have difficulty seeing at night? When seated, do they have difficulty getting up or standing? That could be a candidate.
Yeah, sometimes you're a little unstable.
Right, maybe they're lightheaded, or you know, when you stand up, your balance is, you feel that your balance is off.
Right.
Many people take multiple medications.
Yes.
So if you have a complex regimen of medications, that would also be an indicator that you want to consider or your risk of falling.
And particularly when your medication is changed or you get a new one.
Mm-hmm.
There may be some effects that you're just not aware of yet.
Another question would be, you know, is are any of your listeners sad or maybe depressed? When someone feels sad or depressed, we typically don't have the alertness. Our focus is elsewhere. We don't necessarily pay attention, or we're as conscious as things around us as we are when we're happy.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
Is it hard to walk? If you're asking yourself, do I have trouble walking? Do you feel stiff or weak? Or do you feel maybe that your feet are bloated, or your feet ache or hurt?
Another category of people that are at risk for falling, frankly, are people that frequent going to the bathroom. Especially, again, we talked about it just earlier before break, especially at night.
Right.
When perhaps they don't have their corrected glasses or their corrected vision on, their glasses or their contacts. Sometimes that can definitely be a contribution to falls.
Absolutely.
Sometimes what happens, Connie, is somebody has a fall.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you're asking somebody might say yes to that, I don't really do much physical activity. It might because they've had a fall, and now they're afraid to even take a chance, which increases the chance of a fall. It's like a vicious circle. They fall. And then they are afraid to fall, and so they don't do any activity. And then they become weaker and out of shape. They're more at risk to fall.
Right. And there are things that we can do to help improve their strength and their balance to get them back. Because, as you said, you don't want to decline. You don't want to get weaker. You want to get stronger so that you can be up and about safely.
Exactly. You don't want to you want to give up. And there's, if you had a fall, you can recuperate, get your strength up slowly, have your doctor's advice.
Right.
And which will keep you safer from having a fall in the future.
Absolutely.
One last category, and we kind of chuckle about this, but it's actually very serious. Another group of people that are at risk for falling are people that have a cat or dog.
Yes,
800,000 people a year end up at the emergency room because they trip over their cat or dog. Now, I trip over my dog all the time, and anybody that might be listening, they might trip. Doesn't mean they end up in the emergency room.
Right.
But for the critical situations for many are, they trip and then they fall and they might hit, their head against something or they fall and break a limb. So those little animals that we love, boy, I'll tell you what, they're just perfect for us because they love to be near us and they're right at our feet.
Right under our feet. Yeah, they are.
By the way, I do want to just mention to your listeners that we actually have this. This is a checklist with David and I just described.
Okay.
And we have it on our website at lifelinepittsburgh.com.
Okay.
So if anyone was curious, they didn't write some of these questions down.
Right.
They have access to them by just going to the internet, and that's www.lifelinepittsburgh.com. abhomehealthcare.com.
Great. And we'll repeat that again before the end of the show. Now, can you talk to me a little bit about, do you have some suggestions that you might have to prevent somebody from falling?
We do. One of them really is wearing appropriate footwear.
Yes.
You know, when walking long distances or in unfamiliar areas, wear flat or non-slip shoes. And also wear shoes, you know, that fit well or are comfortable. You know, what's in fashion today in vogue does not necessarily mean that around the home or even when I'm out and about, it makes sense for me to wear that type of footwear. So wear footwear that really works for us and also keeps us sturdy and you know, our feet on the ground.
Right. That makes a lot of sense.
The next one is you don't want to walk and talk at the same time. Now, that sounds silly, but it really is concentrating on the task of walking before you continue to on with your walk. And of course, my wife would have a hard time doing that because we walk every morning, and that's when she's doing a lot of her talking, and I'm doing a lot of listening.
You listen. Somebody has to listen.
When we were walking room to room or kind of talking room to room earlier around the house, we want to arrange furniture so that it creates plenty of room for people to walk freely. Again, specifically people that might have, you know, an impairment, whether they're using a cane or they have mobility issues, mm-hmm. they might be using a walker. If you use any type of walking aid, ensure that the doorways and the hallways are large enough and they're clear enough to get through with any devices that you may be using.
Right, because it's a whole different thing if I'm walking through the doorway or if I'm going through there with a walker
mm-hmm.
or a cane. Mm-hmm. You know, and sometimes even those quad canes are a little bit larger at the bottom and it catches on the corner of the doorway and so many things. So you do have to be careful with your equipment.
Yep.
You want to be sure that you have adequate lighting throughout your house and also outside of the house. And what's really great they have now, they've had for at least 10 or 20 years now, these automated lighting and the sensory lighting, which is just fantastic.
Yeah, they are. And those are the lightings that when you get within a certain range, they automatically come on.
You know, your listeners can get those at like a Home Depot or a Lowe's or a local hardware store. And David, did you do some research around them? I think they're actually, like the LED ones are under $20. You could get them under $25 or $20.
I mean,
obviously you can pay more for that.
Sure.
But they are relatively inexpensive and just giving additional visibility at night outside really can make a difference.
Yeah, it does.
Again, something Ann mentioned before, and it's just so important, is we want to remove all the throw rugs or have them securely firm to the floor.
Right. Right.
Yep, we're big advocates of, you know, no throw rugs, and whether you've got linoleum, you might have a hardware floor. You know what? Have it be out there and shine it up and be proud.
Be proud of it. It's beautiful.
Those throw rugs, unless they're heavier and they really kind of grip to the floor, use a double-sided tape, adhere them. Otherwise, they really are a great opportunity for us to trip over.
Yeah, they really are.
The last one, Connie, is something I can relate to because I'm 53.
Okay.
And already there's, you know, you want to know your limitations.
Sure.
You know, sometimes it's kind of almost embarrassing for me to ask my son, who's 25, can he help me with something? I want to lift it myself.
Yeah, we don't want to ask for help.
Right, exactly. Know your limitations and actually ask for help.
Yeah, and that's wonderful advice. Some of us kind of get a little too proud, particularly as we start to age, and we think, I can do it myself. And it's not necessary. Many people are happy to help us.
Well, and when we live by ourselves, the asking for help can be a little tricky because we may want something done now,
mm-hmm.
or we might want something taken care of this afternoon, and you know what? My daughter's not going
to
be here till Tuesday morning.
Right.
And so that delay... you know, most of us, we want things handled, you know, kind of
now.
And so I'll just take care of it myself. Hence, you know, the gentleman that was on the chair reaching, knew he shouldn't be doing it, but he actually didn't want to wait an extra day to get whatever it was out of the cabinet.
Right.
So he just took it on and ended up falling.
And it happens. Well, thank you for that information. Again, I'm going to take a short break. And when we come back, we're going to talk about why Lifeline is the number one resource that hospitals and healthcare professionals use with fall prevention at home. When it comes to your good health, Abbey Home Care is the choice for you. Abbey provides nurses, aides, and therapists too. Abbey makes house calls, sure they do. Abbey Home Care is the choice for you. When you're at home and you need good care, depend on Abbey to be right there. Be sure to choose Abbey whatever you do. Abbey Home Care is the choice for you. Call 724-439-ABBEY. That's 2229. Abbey Home Care is the choice for you. That's a 724 and a 439. Now ABBY, that's 2229. Abbey Home Care is the choice for you. Good morning and welcome back to Home Care Connection. Today our guests are Ann Fleming and David Van Pelt, who are community relation managers in Allegheny County and Fayette County and eight surrounding counties of Pittsburgh region with the network Lifeline. So we talked about falls. We talked about prevention and some of the things we should watch out for, some of the things that we should ask our loved ones about. So let's talk about Lifeline and who might be a good candidate for those services. And explain to us, first of all what Lifeline is.
The whole purpose of Lifeline is for an individual to get help by just pushing a button.
Mm-hmm.
And actually with some of the technology that Lifeline has now, you don't even have to press the button anymore. There's elevated services that Lifeline has come out with. Lifeline created this whole category over 30 years ago, and it's really just giving people access to getting help, because they want to feel safe, mm-hmm. to offer them additional peace of mind, or to offer their family peace of mind.
Yes.
Maybe the children live out of state, out of the city, and so they may want this for their mother, father, for their aunt, just so that it gives them peace of mind. So who's a good candidate to get the Lifeline service? Well, certainly it would be the category of folks. You talked about some staggering numbers, Connie, earlier regarding mm-hmm. falls. And so really anyone over the age of 65
mm-hmm.
Would be a candidate. Anybody that lives by themselves, if they want to get help, again, how would they get help? And so Lifeline would be a way for them to get help just, most immediately. Anyone with poor vision, whether it's poor vision, might be macular degeneration, thank you, that they would be a candidate. Someone who's already fallen would be a candidate, as well as anyone with diabetes. With Auto Alert, which is our elevated service, if someone falls wearing Auto Alert, mm-hmm. they no longer have to press the button. It has a microprocessor in here which actually detects a fall. And so it gets people help immediately, whether they're able to press the button or not. And the last category of folks that would be candidates would actually be young children, latchkey children, young people that are at home. They might get home at 4 o'clock, and their parents may not get home from work, let's say, until maybe 5 or 5:30. And so when they get home, they could just put this around their neck or wear it around their wristband so that if they needed help, they could get help at once. So those are a few categories
Wonderful.
Of folks.
And safety is the issue there. no matter what the age.
It is. It's safety, and it's just getting help immediately if I can't get help for myself.
Right. Well, let's talk about cost. Is it something that we can afford? Because a lot of times people won't even look into certain devices that they probably need because they're afraid of cost.
You know, the cost of Lifeline, Connie, is about a cup of coffee a day.
Wow.
So the elevated service, which I just described, is $52 a month. So that's about, I don't know, a buck and a half a day. The service where you push the button to mm-hmm. get help is actually $14 less. And that's $38, so about a dollar a day. There, with Network Lifeline, unlike other programs, it's a month to month agreement. There's no long term contract or annual contract to sign. We also have same day installation all around the counties which you mentioned around southwestern Pennsylvania, and we really have great people that go into the house and install. So just to summarize that, it's $38 a month for the standard service, and it's $52 a month or $14 more for Auto Alert, which automatically detects a fall.
Great. Well, if you could, because we're running out of time, you know, and the show goes so quickly, give us that information where we can call and your website.
Absolutely. The website is lifelinepittsburgh.com.
Mm-hmm.
And the toll-free number that your listeners can call with any questions is 800-242-1306, extension 4938. I'll just say that one more time.
Okay.
That's 800-242-1306, extension 4938.
Okay, and David, I think you have a last word for us. Is there something you wanted to mention?
I just wanted to mention that, you know, one of the best things we do is we get to work with people and get to be with the kind of people who are making a difference, social workers, case managers. And one thing that Annie and I have done is just made a huge difference with our company, and we take on our commitment to make a difference for people. We've done it. We've taken an international training and development company called Landmark Education, and you can find out about Landmark Education at landmarkeducation.com.
Great. Well, thank you very much for being here, and that concludes our show for today. And I want to thank Ann Fleming and David Van Pelt from Phillips Lifeline for being our guests on Home Care Connection, and join us next Thursday at 11:25 a.m. And until then, live healthy.
You have been listening to the Home Care Connection with Connie Slampack, administrator of Abbey Home Healthcare, located on Edison Street in Uniontown. Connie, of course, as she just said, will be back next week and every Thursday at 11:25 to discuss health issues on the Home Care Connection.
You're listening to W.